This is one investigation
Superman is going to horn in on.
Clark Kent, no, there was a real gent. He would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme, dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
You're listening to Lee Podcast, episode 334. I'm Matt Durson.
All right, I'm John Hunt.
Clay Inferno.
Welcome back, John Hunt. Yeah. It's been a couple. We haven't been that long, I guess. Yeah. We talked to you once.
I went away for a little bit, and you know.
Anyways.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. I don't have anything to add to this podcast anyway, so.
You have your insights into the world.
Color commentary.
Color commentary.
Yeah. Can't say
because you're a colorist.
That's true.
All colorist right. Commentary.
Feel better, guys.
So, we should talk really. Clay and I went to see Marvel Live the other night.
I saw that ad for that the other day, and I was like, that is hysterical. I think even as like a 7-year-old, I would think it's kind of lame.
I know, but I totally would have went as a 7-year-old. Well, there was a kid behind us who was spazzing out, like,
oh yeah,
so excited. Like,
we had
that's really what it's for.
We had to.
No, even the kid that was, when we moved, there was a kid. He only spazzed out at the very end, the big finale, when the Hulk came out.
Yeah, I saw the Hulk. You looked awesome.
Spoiler warning. The Hulk comes out at the end.
Yeah, they say that Loki is suppressing Bruce Banner's powers and the Hulk's not going to come out. But it turns out, in the end, Hulk does show up.
Yeah, they whatever they did something to undo that. I forget. Doesn't matter. But, you know, whatever. It was fun. It was fun hanging out with you, Clay, of course. And it was fun to see that the Marvel audience isn't just grumpy old guys like us who are like, it's sick of comic movie.
Thanks for coming out there. I had a great time. I won the ticket, so I really wanted to go. And it was all the way out in Worcester, so we had to take the train out there.
Worcester.
But, it was just fun. Spidey was swinging around, like, for real.
Spider-Man did look kind of cool on the ad.
Yeah, he was really Spider-Man cool.
And he had, like, a good personality, like, jokey, you know. He wasn't like, I shall vanquish you, like, you know.
And they worked out the whole swinging thing that they used to have a problem with on that Spider-Man musical.
Yeah, where the guy, didn't he die or he broke his neck or something?
Yeah, that wasn't good.
But
he wasn't the only one. There were a lot of people flying, and they had these motorcycles. They had motorcycle chase where they were actually
motocross, like real motocross, like jumps and tricks and.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for one of them to fall off. Like, you know, like I wasn't hoping for it, but I'm like, one of these guys.
I'm not gonna say I'm disappointed, but
no, but I mean, they had helmets and stuff. They were, you know, they were protected, obviously. But I was like, because there was like a bunch of them all on this kind of small. It was like a hockey rink. Like kind of sized,
yeah,
and like they're just, you know, and they're doing all these
like
jumps and flips
Dipsy
noodles.
Monster truck rally at a place like that.
Yeah. I think it's maybe even too small for that, but you know, but yeah, I mean, it's like a minor league hockey rink. It's not even like a real.
Oh, geez, and they play like with the 60-foot fence, so you can hit a home run every time.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think they had half the ice was like production.
Right, so it's not even the full.
So
right.
They had like half of it, maybe.
Yes,
but it was cool. It was a fun enough like story. They had the Guardians team up with the Avengers to take.
Yeah, Doctor Strange and Spider-Man was, you know, they were all there.
Lots of
what does Chris Pratt look like in person?
He kind of looked. The guy kind of looked like Chris Pratt.
The casting was pretty good. When you can see the people's faces, you're like, oh, that's a pretty good Black Widow. That's pretty good. The weirdest thing everybody comments on is how Rocket is actually like a human size. You know, like a short human, but a human.
I mean, he's obviously a
played by the late Vern Troyer or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
He's obviously a little person. Maybe Ray was playing
him. Oh, I could see Ray as Rocket.
Ray could be.
He's a short person, though.
He's a short person, though. Not in the, yeah. But,
and I know it was for, like, little
and
kids.
And, like, obviously, like, Groot is, like, the guy on stilts. Groot's so it's kind of funny looking because his legs are really long and his top is just normal.
But this is a guy on stilts that can run on stilts.
I know. No, he did. It's
like,
good.
Have you ever seen those guys that dress up as, like, dinosaurs and they walk around and you're like, man, why didn't they do that for, like, Godzilla movies? Those look better than, you know?
Yeah.
The rubber suit.
But like these guys, it's almost like they're puppeteering. You can see their feet, but if you put them in like a blue screen or green screen outfit, you know, you could get rid of that, and they're quite impressive.
Maybe they'll do that for the next Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, Hulk was also he was on shorter stilts, but it also kind of looked like he was just a guy on stilts in a big suit.
That was like it was cool.
Very puffy from the commercials.
It was cool, but the Hulk was definitely like the kind of like the Uncle Sam at the fair kind of guy on stilts, like,
yeah,
you know, he was
he said,
like,
I want you,
yeah, and then, you know, Hulk smashes, of course,
yeah. Well, he was just the big finale, right? So it wasn't like he wasn't really in it that much. But actually, the guy who played Bruce Banner looked almost exactly like Mark Ruffalo talking about. How they looked.
It was Mike Buffalo.
Buffalo. And they did it was definitely like in the what are you guys talking about?
I'm laughing about Mike Buffalo. That was the silliest thing.
Mark Buffalo.
All right, what were you guys saying?
I was gonna say just like the story, like they went to the Savage Land and they like went to nowhere. They did had all like MCU stuff in there, which was
Kunlun or wherever.
Yeah, the Iron Fist was there. From.
He was there.
Electro with his cool costume,
way better. Clay turned to me and said, "Like Iron Fist was in there for like 30 seconds." And Clay said, "This is already better than the Iron Fist Netflix."
Oh, zing!
Yeah,
true.
But, I mean, whatever. It was fun. And it is kind of like, you know, of course, Infinity War comes out this week. And it is kind of, it was a nice little refresher, I guess, for like, oh, all these guys are going to be teaming up, except for Iron Fist, in the next movie. So it's pretty cool just to see the Guardians and the Avengers chilling.
Like, I don't know if I need to see it again, but I'm glad I went to see it because I've been looking forward to it.
I have a feeling that if they had a digital download of it, you would digitally download it.
Yeah, I have that feeling too.
You might not go to the show again, but if they had a digital download,
if they made a movie,
every ticket came with a code that you could download the show, you would
to I watch
feel,
it.
I feel like you would do it and watch it at work.
Yeah, I would.
You maybe would watch it, but you at least have it because you like to have you're a completist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you like how I used to be before I got cured of my OCD.
They gave me, when I won the contest, they gave me like a program and it has a lenticular cover on it.
Although, so, I think I still have somewhere the Marvel restaurant that we ate. I was talking about this recently.
That's like 20 years ago now. Hulk
burger, where it was like 5 pounds of burger and somehow I ate it.
Whoa.
Under my heart,
I forget David. What I had. I don't know. I had like Iron Man fries or something. That was some silliness.
That was.
I think like the what are the waffle fries were like supposed to be like spider webby kind of things or something. It was pretty silly, but this was
the Marvel restaurant, huh?
Yeah, they had a Marvel restaurant at Universal in L.A.
Yeah, and I think they had one somewhere else too. But that was around the time they were. They were about to go into bankruptcy. It was before they were what they are now.
Obviously,
and, all the restaurants closed up. I think not too long after we went, like within a year.
Yes, I think you're right. But it's funny because Universal Orlando still has all the Marvel rides, but they don't have a lot of that stuff.
I went on that Spider-Man ride a long time ago. That was good.
Yeah, it's still good, and the Hulk coaster is
not kind
amazing.
Of
Hulk, though. Well,
I don't like coasters.
Well, all right. But you're missing out because the whole coaster is awesome. And it roars when you go.
I have a
it goes like, rah! Big monster!
For my drinks, for my glasses, so I don't get a little ring on the table. Coaster. But that's the only Hulk coaster I will go near.
I have an awesome picture of my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law and I on the Hulk coaster, and we put the I'm not gay seat in between us. So we're sitting there like in the front with both of our hands up, but yeah, we weren't sitting right next to each other. It was an empty space.
Well, I remember when I went to Florida many, many years ago, when I was with my ex-girlfriend, she didn't want to go on the Hulk coaster either. I said, well, I'm going. And I sat next to this other dude, like to some dude, because they just whatever, you sit next to the person, you're like, yeah, I'm a single, and he was a single person, and we both sat.
Well, you guys next were single. Like, you were lying to the guy, because you're like, well, I am
like,
gay.
Maybe, yeah, like, I'm not going to put the gay single. Seat. But, like,
he's a handsome
when I got, you know, they show you they take the picture, right? Yeah. And then, yeah, like, when I went.
We got a picture on the Jurassic Park ride, and it wasn't funny, so we didn't.
I know, we were like, oh, we can't do this. Yes. But this picture was hilarious because that guy literally had like no emotion in his face. And I was like, yeah! And he was just kind of sitting there. And I bought it because I thought it was so funny. Just, I cropped out the other guy. I mean, like, I cropped out everyone else. It was just me and the other guy.
That's awesome.
And he's just like,
you know what?
People are like, who's that? I'm like, I don't know.
Give it to me to Photoshop out everybody on the thing so it just looks like the two of you are riding by yourselves with an empty carriage of other people or whatever.
I forget. I don't know where that thing was. Well, I probably threw it out.
I'll just make one and just I'll make my own guy.
Okay.
I'll find a guy with a just a very plain expression.
And find a picture.
I got plenty of pictures of you making dumb faces.
So. Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty much all I do in life.
That's all we did when we were there. Just make dumb faces.
We got our picture with Doc Brown, or Doc Brown took a picture of us.
Doc Brown took a picture of us.
Yeah.
And that was when Crash Bandicoot was a thing.
Oh, yeah, got a picture with him. Yeah. And Harpo, like fake Harpo marks. And then there was Spider-Man when I asked him if I could punch him in the face.
Yeah, that was a good one. I wish I had come up with something like that. I wish you had gone first and then sit, and then I got second and said, can I kick you in the crotch? Because I got to up the ante here.
The crotch.
Well, like, as long as it's just pretend.
Yeah. That's what I said. I was like, well, it won't be pretend with me.
Yeah, I'm going to actually kick you in the...
So I'll be like, Durson, get the camera ready. We're going in.
No, but anyway, thanks, Clay, for inviting me to that. Thanks to you, Clay, for inviting me to Marvel Live. It was very fun. And, you know, it's good experience.
Maybe some of our listeners have kids. They should go take their kids to it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the kids. It's for the kids. And me and Clay.
And the young at heart.
Yes, young at heart. That's what we are.
Well, that's what Durson was saying, that I was his and Stacy's kid. Taking me to the thing.
Because you were very anxious to get in. You're like, we gotta go.
I hate being late for stuff.
Be quiet. Behave.
It drives me crazy.
No, I know what you mean.
Durson started crying when he saw some stuff at the concession stand he wanted, and Clay was like, I'll just turn around and take you home right now, young man.
No, I did that.
No, I'm the father. Clay's the son. Clay was crying.
I did get a cool...
Crying, you're crying.
I did get a cool Captain America paperweight that I think it's the... it's a John Hunt-approved Captain America costume.
Not with the beard and the long hair and the blue suit like he has in the Infinity War trailer, which Clay does not like.
Yeah, for no reason. I already really don't even care about Infinity War, so I'll just say that.
What?
Yeah, we got Deadpool 2 coming out.
I can't believe you're looking forward to Deadpool 2 already.
Yeah,
that's like in February, right? It's like not close.
No, they changed the date. It's like June or something.
Oh, well then, okay, that makes sense, but...
They're showing like 5 million trailers for it.
Yeah,
like,
you know what, I stopped with all that stuff now. I don't watch anything about
it. Yeah, you have to stop, otherwise I feel like the whole movie is going to be ruined.
Yeah, because they're always like, here's a clip, here's another clip, here's another clip, and if like, you can kind of put the whole movie together and...
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Why am I doing that? I don't have to go pay for it.
I got it. So I get these things like Google will say like new trailer, like, and I get these updates on my phone or whatever. And so like, I saw this thing that says like, here's a look at Juggernaut in the Deadpool 2 movie. I was like, Juggernaut's in it?
Yeah.
That would have been a fun little reveal, but thanks for fucking ruining it.
I didn't even Google. Know that
Did you look
one.
At it?
You just ruined it for
no,
me.
No, I actually didn't. I didn't look at it, but I'm sorry, Clay. I ruined it for you.
And is Deadpool going to move over to the real MCU now that Disney owns everything?
I don't know. Who knows?
I think I'd be all right with that.
I think yeah, they said whatever. That whatever, the Dark Phoenix, but that'd probably be Sony's last.
Well, except it's Fox's last.
Fox's yeah. last.
But they delayed that, too. That movie's not coming out, like, till way now. I don't know. They delayed it more, like, way longer. And New Mutants.
Does anyone care about the X-Men movies anymore?
I mean, I suppose Marvel does, because they're like, whoa, we can show them.
Yeah, but they're just going to be like, let's get this one out of the way so we can do it right, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you include Deadpool, then yes, but if all right, not...
Yeah, but I'm not going to include Deadpool, because, I mean, technically I get it, but...
No, he should
be
his own.
They're not the same flavor.
Yeah, he should be his own thing, even though he has, like, Colossus and whatever in it. He shouldn't just be hanging out with the X-Men.
Yeah.
Like, in that way. I mean, he's going to have his own team. He's going to have his X-Force, apparently.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Whatever, but you're right. It's a completely different style of movie, and they should just keep him doing that thing.
Yeah.
It's not like the Avengers, where they were all kind of the same flavor, as you put it.
Yeah, I don't think you'd see Captain America getting pegged in his movie. Like Deadpool
right.
did.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I'm excited.
Happy International Women's Day. Well, it's Earth Day today.
It is Earth Day, well... yeah. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to Infinity War, but... Apparently Clay isn't so.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, not
I'm
like
just,
I used to be.
I guess I'm sort of. I should rephrase that. I'm indifferent about it.
I think that's pretty much what you said.
I think that. Well, it's not like I don't care. I will still.
You saw
care.
Here's this guy who saw Justice League like four times, and you're
I
not
watched
even
it again yesterday.
What's wrong with you, Clay? For
I watched it again yesterday.
But I mean, you like, went to the theater to see it four times.
But you guys, neither of you have seen it, so you need to zip it until you've seen it.
All right, I'll zip it. But I'm just saying, like, you can get that excited that you'll see that movie that many times, and you're like, I'm indifferent about the movies that are actually, like, the stable of movies that are actually good.
Yeah, just, you know, I'm looking forward to Ant-Man and Wasp. I think from Age of Ultron, I just don't really care.
Indifferent to Ant-Man, but no, I get what you're saying. But it's not the same people doing. It's not Joss Whedon doing this Avengers movie, so that's
I know it's the guys who did the good Captain America movies.
Yeah, especially Winter Soldier.
I think it's gonna be. I think I might actually not really like that. It's gonna be too many teams and too many characters all jammed into it. I think that I'm not gonna like that.
I don't know. You know, they seem to do a good job balancing everyone in these.
I have faith.
Except David Age of Ultron, which the more I think about it, the less I like it.
Yeah, I mean,
if Infinity War is a sequel to Age of Ultron, then, you know.
But it's not really. It's the sequel to all of them. You have to kind of look at it that way. It's not the sequel to Age of Ultron just because it's the next Avengers movie. It's really the sequel to all 17 or whatever movies that they've released so far.
So we're all going to see it on Thursday night, right?
Oh, I have my tickets already.
Oh,
sorry. Rachel and I got our tickets like a while ago. So we
I was trying to go see it with my sister, and she's like, I can't see it until like May 15th or something. I was like, oh, all right. I guess I'll wait. But
She doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen. I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to go. But I'll see it again, probably.
Of course she doesn't listen. Nobody listens.
No one listens. Only Tom and Tim know that I'm going to be going.
That's all right.
Yeah,
Tom and I don't think Tom. Though. I think Tom and Tim moved away, and I don't think they listen anymore.
Like, there's geographically, they could still listen. But that's all right.
Technically, they could, but you know, maybe they don't want to be, you know, up to date.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Stuff. Yeah,
we'll stop calling them out then.
Oh, screw you two for leaving us.
Yeah, in fact, we'll do the opposite. We're gonna
blast
call
them out
you.
More.
Yeah, we're gonna like ream you on this.
Podcast. I'm more looking forward to Solo than I am to Avengers.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised at you. If this,
like, what's going on? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, just checking.
I mean, I'll see Solo, but I'm not excited about it. I have to say,
I'm hoping it makes me like Star Wars again. But I don't know. Probably.
I saw some stuff on YouTube, John, that people were just. There were a couple of people, or just like they saw the. They bought the Blu-ray of Last Jedi, and they're like, It's worse.
You know,
one guy actually said, like, it makes me not like Star Wars anymore.
Oh, good. I'm not
thinking. I thought of you.
I don't understand. I don't understand those people. I was listening to a podcast when the movie came out, and this guy was had someone on who also didn't like the movie, and he's like, "Dude, no, bro." Every like three sentences was bro at the end of it. He's like, "Bro, you don't understand. It took me three times to realize this big plot hole." I was like, "Like, hated the movie, and you still saw it three times? I only needed once."
That's all I needed once to be like, "Oh yeah." If I watch it again, I'd just be like, oh, I remember how I didn't like that. Yeah, I fidgeted inside at that point in the movie.
I know if I watched it again, I'd be like, I have to turn it off. I don't want to watch this again. Why did I think I wanted to watch this again? This is dumb.
Well, apparently, John, Star Wars isn't for you anymore. It's for
just for the kids.
For a new generation. We're old fucks. They don't want our money.
Like Solo and Rogue One. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously. Well, they want to have their cake and eat it too. I don't know. That's just what Rian Johnson says to make up for the fact that he made a shitty movie.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what they're doing. They're like, well, no, it's a new generation.
So what?
So we'll do this whole big lame casino scene just to show that kid can pick up a broom.
Yeah. Yay.
If we're talking about Solo, you got to put your mindset into the Rogue One years.
You're right. I get nervous about movies that have multiple directors midstream. It's not a Star Wars thing with that. It's just it's pretty choppy.
I never thought I'd be like, you know, I kind of wish George Lucas would come back and give them story ideas. Because at least Clone Wars was good. He came up with all the story arcs and stuff. He was like, do this, and then have someone else write the script. He was always a good idea, man.
I do. I agree with you there. I do sort of wish Lucas was involved somehow, like as an executive producer or something.
He's completely out. It's kind of amazing. He took his $4.4 billion or whatever it was, and was like, "See ya, see ya, bye." He did nothing to do with any of these movies.
Well, I think they didn't want him to be involved.
Yeah, but I kind of think he was. He's fine with that. I don't think he was like kicking and screaming like I don't want to be involved. But.
Yeah, I think he was just sick of nerd fanboys telling him what a shitty job he did with the prequels. And now everybody is like, well, prequels weren't that bad, you know? I mean, they were.
Now that we know how bad Star Wars can really be. Oh well. Yeah, and then it does. I don't want to get into all that again.
Nah, we covered that plenty.
I do want to get into something here that I will complain a little bit about, though. And maybe just I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe someone can set me straight. But we should talk about Action Comics 1000.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
I'm sure you read it, John. I'm sure.
Yeah, I had some stuff going on, so.
No, I know. It just came out the other day.
I did see a picture from it.
With the $7.99 price tag, I can't say I blame you for not wanting to pick this thing up. But, okay. So there's like 10 stories in here, right? It's like 10 5-page.
It's an 80-page giant.
For $7.99.
One for every year of his life, I guess, or whatever. Because Superman just turned 80.
80, yeah.
Whatever it is, there's 10 different stories by some really great creative, you know.
Bendis, Romita.
Bendis and Jim Lee. We'll get to that one. Jeff Johns and Richard Donner wrote one like together.
Richard Dawson?
Yeah, from the grave. you know, John Cassidy in The Honor in one of them. There's like Marv Wolfman script in here. Louise Simonson.
That was cool because they gave Marv Wolfman like some Kurt Swan art that had just they uncovered. And had him like write a story like over it.
Yeah,
well, that's cool.
Like, yeah, not bad. I mean, you know, that's interesting. But like, reading 80 pages of Superman is a hero, like just like I. By the time I got to the Bendis one, which is last, I was like, oh, jeez.
I think I know your mistake. Like, your mistake is you should have read that first and then read the other.
No, but I read it in order. What? What am I supposed to do?
Read the Bendis thing first.
I've read it in order.
And the Jurgens The way to read that is to read that and the Jurgens issues, and then read the rest of the stuff like at your
leisure. I didn't even like the Jurgens one. I get what they're saying. Like they have a so in the Jurgens one they have this Superman Day, and they're giving him a statue.
You
whatever.
Are the most cynical bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
334.
What's your point, Vanessa?
Now let me see if I can find Oh my god, I don't know.
You just don't like a celebration of Superman.
Too many pages. No. Can't find what I'm looking for.
I know. No. All right, we'll talk. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Superman is kind of like, I don't want to go. I feel awkward that they're honoring me. And Lois is like, no, you should be here. And so it turns out they're like, dude, there was like a, because he wants to go fight off this alien invasion. But like, somehow they trick him into like, oh no, there's no alien invasion, and the Justice League all go and take care
is
of
this
it.
This is the Bendis one, or the
no, this is the Dan Jurgens one, the first one, the very first one. And then it's like, it was all a ruse, just so you could have this moment to sit here and we could show you how much you mean to Metropolis or whatever. And you know, it was a whole big thing. And Lois
sounds stupid.
I don't want to be a cynical bastard, Clay, but like I can't. And I know it's supposed to just be like, well, this
it's
is what Superman's all about.
Stories are supposed to be like really anything except for a celebration of Superman. You know, it's just
well,
like,
yeah, it wasn't really anything. I guess they did, but like I don't know. It was just too the way it was. I'm gonna try to find this one page in this thing. Here's one I'm gonna say was good. The Tom King, I think. Was my favorite one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
They kind of go through all the years and all the different kinds of Superman sort of thing. Even like where he had the black suit and the long hair.
And
it was cool. That was
Donner
cool.
Jeff Johns one was cool, I thought. The Jose Garcia Lopez. That was awesome. Mr. Mitspittlicks.
I didn't like that one at all. I thought that was
Miss Pittlelicks.
Mr. Mitspittlicks, that was terrible. So bad. They have some kind of weird one where he's in the like the super future and he's visiting his parents' grave and the earth is about to just burn up.
Wasn't that the Tom King one?
No, that was I don't know. I don't know what the hell that one was.
Christ.
That was so bad. And like this one where he talks this criminal and he's like, I know that you grew up in an orphanage and it was tough and I know you're not really a bad guy, and he convinces him to spray water from a hydrant at some little kids. That's like, all right, whatever. There's this one here where him and Lex Luthor are talking.
That was the Scott Snyder one.
Oh yeah.
It's like when they go back to the time when they were there's the origin where Lex and Clark like grew up in Smallville together.
Yeah.
So it was like a flashback to them.
Oh no, you're right. The Tom King one is the one. That's not the one I liked. I made a mistake there. I guess it was the Peter J. Tomasi one that I really liked. Yeah. So anyways, what is that?
Wow.
I don't know. It's just the same stuff. Like, here's the page I wanted to read you, and I know that, like, it's like you said, they have to kind of just go over the Kurt Swan art. But,
yeah, that's
like,
Marv Wolfman's story.
I know.
He did a bunch of stuff with Kurt Swan.
Well, that's lovely. So there's just the last page is just Superman sort of flying away, and it says, because he's talking about mankind and. What is it? And while human passions can be infuriating, an unstoppable will to ultimately do right, even under the threat of danger, is indomitable. And I'm the one they call Superman. I was like, wow.
That sounds like something. That sounds like, yeah, it sounds like Captain Patriot would have said in our secret comic. Awesome.
What? Like, and I know I'm not supposed to take it seriously. Like, I get it. It's supposed to be a fun little, like, thing, and this is why Superman's so great. But I mean, if I'm paying $8 for an 80-page comic, and I like, after 1,000 issues, they don't have anything new to say? Like,
they do. It's in the Bendis story.
All right, okay. Let's hear the Bendis story. Let's hear what the Bendis story. Tell us about it.
Okay.
I can't even because he just soured like this awesome celebration of Superman by saying how dumb it was. I shouldn't have even read it. You're not even a Superman fan. That's could have saved us $8.
No, I loved Superman when I was. I loved Christopher Reeve. Well, the first two. I guess you're right. Come to the go, I'm not really a Superman fan.
Like, there's like tons of cool Superman stuff in here. And if you just were to pick this up to like see what Bendis is going to do with the character, the red trunks are back.
And like they mention it 4 times.
I know they do mention it 4 times. I told you that on the train.
I know, but like you said, oh yeah, they talk about they make a couple jokes about the red underwear on the outside. And I was like, well, they make a lot of jokes. This is all there is.
Yeah,
is that what the story's about? Is red trunks?
No,
but the story is it's cool. Yeah, and Jim Lee drew this one, right? Yeah, so yeah. It's
pretty cool. The art is good.
All right, and Supergirl shows up in Metropolis to help Superman fight this guy whose name is something. It was like
a real Superman name.
Rogozar. And it turns out that actually this Rogozar guy is trying to eliminate
Rogo or Robo. It's on the
R-O-G-O-L. Yeah.
Okay. I don't like any of those names, but I do. I kind of like Rogozar better, but you know.
And he kind of looks like a big dumb like a doomsday kind
of
thing.
Yeah, he's kind of a.
But the whole thing is that I'm sick of the Kryptonian sickness. Like so. It turns out that this guy actually
you're
was
sick
the
from
one...
Kryptonian sickness too.
This guy was the one that ordered.
That's my color commentary. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. Yeah, good job.
He ordered Krypton to be blown up.
Yeah, he's like, I destroyed the planet Krypton.
So that's
the thing the last panel is him like stabbing Superman, like
yeah,
with
right
his
in the heart
sword thing,
his big sword.
And then they say, and then the next page, Bendis is coming. The Man of Steel, a weekly 6-issue limited series. Yeah. Holy shit.
So that's going to be like his, you know, basically like
that's
his John
pick up
Byrne
from there.
Man of Steel. Right. Like he's going to retell the origin of Superman.
Hey, didn't Bendis almost die too?
He did.
Recently? Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Not that I know anyone else that did. I'm just saying. I was just asking.
He did. He was sick.
Wow. That's too bad. I feel bad making fun of him. I'm not really making fun of him, but.
No, there's not much to make fun of. This is a cool story.
It's only 5 pages, though, right?
Yeah, it's
I don't know how many pages.
8 pages.
It's like 8 pages, whatever, yeah. But, like, I did not like... There are literally, like, so many bad jokes about the red underwear. Like, just get over it. It's been 80 years!
Yeah.
And, like, so he crashes into, like, this restaurant... And like there are these two women there like having coffee and like the woman's like, oh my god, he just ruined my place. And then he's like, oh, I didn't know. So he started wearing the underwear outside again, huh? And like, okay, I'm like that's funny. You know, he's like laying in there dying in their restaurant. And then like they're like, oh yeah, so you know, why is he doing that? And then they do another joke about it. And then there's another person, a whole other person making a joke about it. And of course,
so did they ever say why he's doing it?
No, they never do. Superman doesn't really say anything in this. He's just he just gets beat up a lot. But then they also say like, oh, look at his eyes, look how handsome, like you know what I mean or whatever. I'm like, this is what? How cheesy can you make this?
Sounds
you know?
Pretty cheesy.
Like now you're talking about
Superman 3 cheesy, but.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Clay. I'm really sorry. I don't mean to ruin it for you.
You have not ruined it for me. I thought it was great.
Well, one other thing. Because I'm in the minority, because I read a couple reviews online about it. And one funny thing I read on Bleeding Cool, right?
Right.
It's the same kind of thing that Clay... It's like a nice little tribute to Superman, whatever.
I mean, what issues of comic books go up to 1,000? You know?
Like I mean, Archie, no, there's only ever been... It was some other one like a million years ago.
I think it was like Archie.
You're right. That's why I wanted to buy it, because this is a big deal, 1,000 issues.
And they want to have like as much stuff in there for as many Superman fans, just like that aren't following along what's going on. Like,
that's me, and I still didn't like it. But so here's a funny thing, though. I just want to bring this up really quick about this review on Bleeding Cool. So he's talking about all the different stories, and he says, in the final installment by Brian Michael Bendis and Jim Lee, Superman and Supergirl stop a new villain from destroying them and Metropolis. I'm like hell they do. This guy kicks the shit out of them.
Yeah, he does.
So obviously, whoever wrote that didn't read the thing.
Yeah, like, and Supergirl wasn't even in it.
Well, I mean, she was for 2 seconds, and she got her ass kicked too.
Oh man, hey, when that.
I don't know. It's just, I mean, I guess you're right. Maybe I don't read Superman and I don't get it, and whatever. But
you're always more of a Batman guy.
Yeah, I kind of feel like if they did this kind of like Batman, I would still be kind of like,
well,
that's a lot of nothing.
You know that when they do Detective Comics 1000, it's going to be the same thing. Like a bunch of artists and like a bunch of, you know, writers all just writing to like scramble to get their work into the 1000 issue. Like give like a bunch of people like a 5-page story. They'll give Frank Miller a story. Like they'll give.
Yeah, I know. That will probably suck too. But, I mean, you're right. And I'll buy it like a chump and then complain about it on this podcast probably. But I don't know. I would just hope, because like these are some really great creators here, and they just came up with the same old shit. You know? Oh, well, Superman!
I suppose in this case they're celebrating what he's been for 80 years, and that's probably why it's the same old shit.
You're right.
Yeah. Seems like 1001... issue 1001 would be a good place to do something bold and different.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what Bendis
and they
is
have like
do,
a there's a Neil Adams one that with Paul Levitz wrote, and he faces off against Lex in a chess game.
What is that here in this?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get that.
Play chess.
Are you making this up?
Lex Luthor? No, I'm looking at it right now.
It was Clay's story.
I have no
Superman in the game.
I have no Neil Adams and who?
Paul Levitz.
No, I have no. I have
it's
none of that.
Right after the Kurt Swan, Marvel story.
How do you feel about Neil Adams' art these days?
It's a little weird.
Yeah,
I don't think he should ink himself.
Yeah,
I think
it seems
that's
real
what it
scratchy.
Is.
Scratchy, like it's almost like it's like not finished.
Yeah, he needs a good inker.
Yeah.
But he probably doesn't, like, want to have an inker. He just thinks he's... Because it's the same thing, like, when Frank Miller draws stuff now, too. It's like, yeah, I wish you had a different inker. Mm. Like, you know. It's not... Frank Miller's stuff is, like, almost, like, way super too weird to even put
it's like,
out. But
it's
like,
almost, like, abstract.
Yeah, it's... But even that, like, looks good if, like, Klaus Janson does it.
I don't know. I don't know why I don't have that issue. That you must have bought a different version or something.
I have
why
a digital.
Have... very well. I don't know. Well, I'm going to put this up on eBay if anyone wants to buy it.
Well,
I don't
cover
care.
Do you have?
Starenko, Jim Starenko, 70s variant cover by Jim Starenko. And Laura Martin.
Oh, Laura Martin, I love her work.
Actually, it's pretty nice.
Like when I got included on an email with her a few years ago on the thing with Mark McKenna, I was like, oh my God! And on a colorist like forum, because they just had a section that was just like, whatever, introduce yourself, post some pictures of your vacation stuff. It was right when we got the cat, the munch. And I posted a couple of pictures that she had commented on. I was like, oh! Yeah, I nerded out for a minute.
Laura Martin likes your cat. Martin.
Yep. Well, she did like 10 years ago anyway.
Oh.
The
I don't know.
I got
mean,
was
I
the
know,
Mike Allred one with the... It was like very golden age. It has Superman flying with the big, huge golden key, which is one of my favorite Superman things. And... it's like looks very much like it could have been printed in the 40s or the 50s.
There was something I had seen recently that had the Power Stone issue. Like, I don't remember what it was, but apparently that's like kind of a famous issue.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't
not
know that.
Just because of us.
Yeah, well, I think it's really taken off in the last 8 years because of us.
We should re-release it on the feed then.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
we should.
You're right. 1,000 after Action Comics number 1,000, I think everyone's thinking about Superman.
Yeah, we should his 80th birthday is in May, so let's put it up in May.
All right. Spoiler warning, we're releasing our Power Stone issue audio comic.
Yeah, that came out in 2010. So
that's all right.
Let's get ready.
The issue came out like in
1950. It's like a record store day release.
Yeah.
And you know what, I have to say another thing, and I this is nitpicky. So like the cover.
Oh, really?
It's not really nitpicky.
Go
this
on.
Fucking podcast is nitpicky. So the cover is one of those, really nicely. It's on like cardstock almost. You know what I mean? Like it's a real.
Just like the
so,
old
but
lady
when you read the thing, it bends. You know, and it's like very fly. I don't like it because now it looks like it's been damaged. So when I put it up on eBay, I'm gonna have to say, "Oh, the cover's bendy," or
Bendis.
Whatever.
I'm just
Bendis.
Glad that you're putting it up on eBay so someone can finally enjoy it.
I don't care. I'll put it up for 99 cents. I just want to recoup a little bit of my investment.
No, give it to
give
someone
it to
that cares,
I'll and I'll show you what to do with it.
Not some.
You
part.
Throw it away.
Yeah. Well, you got to tear it up first.
$8.
Oh yeah, but you said you'll take 99 cents for it.
Well, I mean, I'll start the bidding at 9.
And I will shake your hand too, just to.
Just to complete the deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, and I'm sure, yeah, I guess if I had been reading Superman since I was a little boy, whatever, I might be a little more into it, but it's just like Superman, like it really was like a secret monkey. It reminded me of something we would have written back in 2001.
Yeah,
like
the good old days.
Being cheesy, like us being making fun of those.
Yeah.
Oh well.
We were good. We were good at making fun of stuff. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, man, we really had that going. I don't know. I'm really sorry, Clay. I don't mean to.
Don't apologize to me. Just apologize to all those Superman fans out there.
No,
it's a good thing they don't listen.
I don't. No, I don't know them. I have a right to my opinion.
You do.
Superman, social justice warrior.
I like to comment on the way these things are written. It's not like I'm not trying to say like, yeah, he's some kind of symbol or whatever. But as a comic book that I read. Couldn't really say I enjoyed it. So.
I remember when Trump got elected president, and do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
I blocked that out.
16, I think.
Yeah, you're right. It was. And Gail Simone had posted something on her Facebook feed about, like, there's all these superhero fans that love, like, comic book fans that love Superman, and then they voted for a tyrant like him. And I don't say anything because I'm just not the type to do that. I don't feel like getting in online fights. But I kind of wanted to say, you know, the way Superman and superheroes solve their problems are by beating each other up, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Superman, you know, there's a whole website called
that says that he has like a set of you know, morals. Yeah.
They kind of even have that hair, you know.
Yeah.
If Trump had black hair, or Superman had like whatever color Trump's hair is,
it's like a
weird orange. But like, you know, there's a whole website called superdickery.com related to how much of a dick Superman is.
Yeah,
I used to go to that one all the time. I loved it.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. So, I mean, yeah, it's all, I know this is all in good fun, but yeah, like, remember old Superman with this,
yeah.
Even in our audio car, don't crowd me. And he like takes the cop car and spins it around, like, whatever. I don't know.
I am looking forward to wrap this up in a bow. I am looking forward to Bendis taking over Action Comics and Man of Steel and all that. I want to see it. And I want to read it. and I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to talk about it on the show.
I like that. Like, you're already going to enjoy it.
When you think about it, pick it up off the shelf, read it, whatever else we used to say.
Think about them. Yeah, it always ended with think about them. Grab your comics off the shelf. whatever. But I don't know. I don't know about that one. I don't know if I probably shouldn't buy it.
Then don't buy it. Why are you buying it if you're like, if you're questionable on it? Yeah. Don't.
Then don't buy it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I
do. What if I'm wrong? What if it's
great? I don't feel like I've missed out on anything.
Nah. Yeah. No, I'm probably not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy Man of Steel. Why should I? I never bought Superman before, like you said. I'm not going to buy it just so I could make fun of Bendis some more. But I mean, I don't know. I do like Jim Lee's art. Let's say that.
Yeah. He's well, yeah. He just did that story. Each of the weekly.
He's not gonna do the Man of Steel.
Each of the weekly Man of Steel is.
He wouldn't be able to keep up that kind of
a different. Each of the weekly Man of Steels is a different artist.
So you're saying each of the weekly Man of Steel. All right, that's another thing that, I don't know, that bothers me. It bothered me when they just did it with Avengers, and it bothers me now, like a weekly comic. I don't know. I know what you mean, because like if there are four Avengers books anyway, and now there's just one, it doesn't really matter, but I like
just to have sort of Mark Bagley draw it, and that way you could always have the same artist.
Right.
Yeah, and he's fast.
Ultimate Superman. Ultimate Action Comics.
Ultimate Man of Steel. But I don't know. Yeah, I'm not gonna get it. Like, there's no way. Well, I'm gonna say no way, but I mean, like, the way they are hyping it up with this Bendis is coming, these ads that they've been putting in all
that
their books.
That seems a little sexual and a little too much information.
Yeah, I don't
highlight it. Whatever.
He's got this face. It's like,
He's got this O face going on there.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But like the last couple of months, Clay says, because Clay gets the digital, he doesn't always see it, but they had these double page spread right in the middle of the book. Bendis is coming.
Well, I bet if you
so it was like a centerfold.
Yeah,
Bendis spent like $5 million people to buy those books too. You know,
he's lying there in like a blanket, like draped over himself. He's
like
got his arm.
Reynolds.
It's kind of like the George Costanza Timeless Art of Seduction when Kramer took the pictures of him in his underwear. I don't want to make fun of the guy if he was sick. I feel bad. But I do. I feel like every time he releases a comic on this podcast, I go...
I don't know why you keep reading his stuff, but...
Yeah, well, I really like Jessica Jones. I like
okay,
Jessica Jones
a lot. One thing that he's done.
No, I liked Ultimate Spider-Man.
When we were doing the podcast at the beginning, and you were like, it was very Bendis-y, I don't like it.
So it's so Bendis-y.
Just
hey, how much is this Bendis comic? $8. Give it to me.
I wanted to... No, because this wasn't just Bendis. I knew there were other people.
Right.
I wouldn't have bought it if it was just Bendis.
I was checking to see.
Thank you. I read it. I'm not like that idiot on Bleeding Cool that's going to talk about this thing and obviously never read it. Idiot.
Wow.
I don't know who that guy is. He's probably a really cool guy. I don't know.
Yeah, he's on Bleeding Cool. Yeah, he's Bleeding Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very cool. Yeah.
What are you on? The League of Ordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm ordinary.
Yeah.
Probably even less.
Less ordinary?
Less than ordinary. I'm probably, whatever that is. I'm probably less.
Bland!
I had an interaction with your sister Carolyn on about Superman's trunks being back on her Instagram. Because she got recognized for working at Warner Brothers for 10 years now or something, right?
Yes.
And one of the things they gave her was a hard copy of Action Comics 1000.
Wow! So they went and sprung $8 for all those people.
Yep. Yep. It looks like she got some nice other things too. So congratulations to her. But then she said that, hey, you could win a pair of the trunks by we're running a sweepstakes. So I entered it. I put it up on leaguepodcast.com too if anybody else wants to enter.
Yeah, do it.
So Darson, you can win a pair of the trunks.
well, probably, you know, you couldn't because now you're sort of involved or whatever with the, you know the person.
They'll still send you some trunks.
Yeah. Swimming. All right, what else came out this week? Come on, lay it on me, man.
Wow. You're so excited to talk about comic books that you didn't buy.
Possessed for life now.
We had Weapon H. Did you read that one, Clay?
I did.
It's the Wolverine Hulk sort of amalgam.
And they do actually call him Hulk Vereen in the...
Yeah.
They do actually call him Ben Vereen in the show. Yeah,
that's what I'm...
you know, whatever. It was fun. Doctor Strange is in it. Because he's like, oh, I mean, I'm feeling some weird mystical stuff going on with that guy or whatever. It's not really
my
mystical.
Pants.
But no, because they're carrying on carrying over the story from the first. This is just issue two. They're carrying this over because he fights the Wendigo, which is like a callback to Wolverine's first appearance.
Yeah,
in Incredible Hulk 181. Right.
Yeah. Listen to the audio comic.
Yeah.
On leaguepodcast.com.
Yeah, if you can find it.
Soon to be remastered.
Came out like 2012 or something.
All right. Well, we'll find it. Well, but anyway, so it's cool, though, like, because Doctor Strange is like, look, I know what happens when the Hulk and Wolverine get angry.
You wouldn't like it.
And I don't like them. But,
they're
you know,
the
he
best
does this
they
kind
are
of...
at what they do. And you wouldn't yeah. like it when they do it.
That's good. They should combine that. They yeah. should do that. Should...
It's like a long thing to say. It wouldn't make a good tattoo.
The guy's already beating him up by the time he's done saying.
So does that mean they're punching themselves because they're fighting? It's an internal struggle?
No, it's one guy who's a Hulk, but he has claws and heels like Wolverine and you know, adamantium.
Okay.
But he's just an old special forces, whatever, army guy.
Dum-Dum Dugan?
Yes, they took him and gave him Hulk and Wolverine DNA. No, but he's like a guy, and he's got like a wife and kids at home, but he's trying to keep them safe, so he can't let them know what's going on. Or I guess his wife knows what's going on, but you know, he doesn't want anyone else to know because he's like, they'll come after them. Like, sort of like an old Spider-Man Aunt May kind of thing, you know.
Yep.
They'll know if villains knew. So that's cool. I'll keep buying that one. Speaking of Spider-Man, there was also a Spider-Man $7.99.
All right.
So they're coming up on $800.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, that was a stupid thing to say. I admit it. Which is, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
We're coming up on $335.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I can't believe that. But anyway,
because you demanded it.
I read something online about like, oh my god, now because they did this thing. So Norman Osborn has the Carnage symbiote, and he's the Red Goblin now.
Okay.
So I hadn't read the issue yet, and I saw this thing online again that just said, oh, he's really stepped over the line now. And I was like, oh, what happened? And I read it, and I was like, oh, that's nothing big happens. Oh.
So there wasn't an actual line he stepped over.
No, there was just, he just kept walking. There was no line or nothing.
There was a Black Friday sale, and they said, don't step over this line until we open these doors. And he did it anyway.
He just pawed right through the retailer. So I guess, so what he did was he kidnapped his grandson, who was still like six.
From
even
since
though
like
the kid,
1984.
Like, yeah, like that kid was an infant when I started reading comics, but whatever. And he like infects him with the symbiote-ness, and so he becomes like a, I don't know what's gonna happen. So the little kid goes a hee hee hee.
So it's sort of like the episode of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, where he wants to make everybody Green Goblins.
Yeah, and he pours the stuff in the reservoir or whatever.
Yeah, and he had to get him before he went to Cucamonga or whatever.
Yeah,
Anaheim.
Azusa in Cucamonga.
Okay,
Iceman froze the thing, and Firestar just pulled out the chunk.
Yeah, because liquid doesn't disperse in other liquid. So
that's how water works.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, so apparently that was the big moment that we were supposed to be horrified by, but whatever. This Red Goblin stuff is fine, but so am I.
Is what's still writing it?
Dan Slott. Yeah, but this is a 800 is the last issue.
Oh.
Yeah. And then
he's gonna move to Fantastic Four. They're bringing back Fantastic Four.
Weird.
Yeah.
With Sarah Pichelli. Dan's
been writing it forever because we saw him at that Spider-Man panel in like 2007.
And he's been writing it for a long time.
Spider-Man.
And I think it's time to move on. Get some fresh voices on here. But I think they're going to go back to number one, too, right? Did I hear that? Is that right?
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Why not at the same time? No, because...
I guess. What does it matter? Because in a few years, they'll just be like, hey, we're at issue 898, so we're just going to start calling it that again. Whatever. Anyways, I'm sure number 800 will probably be $8.
Comic book industry is always like, why aren't we selling better? Huh? And they're always just doing dumb shit.
Well, the Amazing Spider-Man is going to be written at the new number one by Nick Spencer. It's going to be drawn by Ryan Ottley of Invincible fame, so that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I like that team. It'll be good. I mean, I'll check it out. Whatever, I don't know. Who cares? Yeah, I mean, at this point,
who cares?
Number one. You know what I mean? Like, it's 801, but, like, they just started that, because, like, it was 6 months ago, I feel like, where they were like, we're going back to the numbering on all of our books. And they all went up to, like, 7, 8, you know, and whatever, 700, and they just had Cap 700, and they just had Thor 700, and everything. So, like, and now they're just going to go, oh, Amazing Spider-Man number one. I don't know. Who cares? But it's
number
just
ones
like,
always sell better. And yeah. For, like, that 1 month. And then sales go back. So, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. That's what I'm saying. Whatever. It's
a marketing ploy.
Yeah, it's really just, like, this kind of shock thing. I wonder how many people go on, oh, Amazing Spider-Man number one?
Well, they also go like, this is a good place to jump on because it's when a new thing starts.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when some other creator comes on, they renumber too.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one really cares.
No, I think you're right. Except the kids on the internet who go, but whatever. They still buy it.
Yeah, as well as the old guys on the podcast.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Well, I mean, I don't care.
Last joke.
Stupid. Here's my
stupid,
$8.
But I mean, I guess I don't care.
Here's my $8. No, it's just, I don't know. I'm over it, I guess. It's not that I don't care, because I still think it is. I do think it's stupid, but what are you going to do? They've been doing it for years. You should stop worrying about it, I guess. Because they're going to just keep on doing it. Oh, well. Anything else good that we want to talk about?
There was the X-Men Gold.
Oh, right. Yes, X-Men Gold. They're ramping up to the wedding.
The old wedding.
Kitty Pryde and the big dumb Russian, as John
calls. Oh, the dumb Russian.
Colossus.
What does she see in that guy?
He's big.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's all you can say about him.
They actually have a flashback to when they first met.
Well, it's kind from of funny. When he was like a child molester, and she was like 15, and he was like 25.
Yeah, she was 15. So it's weird because suddenly, obviously now she has aged enough to where they're going to get married, but he seemingly has aged not at all.
He died, came back, so.
Yeah, that's true. But apparently, like, when they first met her, she thought he was neat looking. That's what. Just to illustrate how young she really was.
And in the cartoon that never took off, she was 14 on that.
That's right. She made a big stink about that. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of funny. They have, like, a bachelor party, and, you know, nobody's really having fun because Colossus is kind of boring, I guess.
He's not in it.
Yeah. And Nightcrawler's like, come on! And he says something in German, and then they, whatever, I don't know. But, yeah, whatever, it's still a fun book. You know, it's pretty still, it's still pretty classic.
Classic.
Classic. I like that one. I like that word. It's a good word.
That's how I like my potato chips. I like the classic versions.
I like the, I like my X-Men classic. Classic X-Men. Just reprint.
I remember I used to buy that book a lot.
Just reprint the old ones. We'll call it classic.
With Mom.
It worked. I bought them. I had tons of those. But that's how I learned the history. That's how I learned like what really happened to Jean Grey. I'd always just read like, oh, Jean Grey was dead or whatever. And I never knew what was going on with that.
Yeah. Like we didn't like, they didn't cover that in Marvel Saga.
No, they didn't.
And they certainly didn't cover it in English class.
No, what the hell?
Seems a little weird, but yeah, I know.
Come on, Mr. Reynolds.
Okay, mister.
Get out, mister. I don't want you throwing up my classroom.
I got a headache.
You're slower than molasses in January going uphill.
Oh, you're nuttier than a fruitcake, sir.
He was great, though. Yeah. I love Mr. Delbert Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. Hoderson. That's what he was like the first teacher. He was. He was like the first teacher to call me Derson.
He started the whole trend.
He did. Oh my God. Because I only had like old biddies up until that point. They weren't gonna.
They weren't gonna. Yeah. Start using your nickname.
Yeah. Which is just my name.
Yeah.
Well, Delbert, wherever you are, we miss you.
Yeah. All right. He died a long time ago because it was right when I did that first issue of Badger.
Oh, wow.
The news, so. Yeah. Well, and Chris Ryall has left IDW, so pretty much the last person I knew at that company is no longer there.
I've seen his name in books, though. I feel like he's an Image or something now, no?
Yeah, I forget he
moved over to Skybound, which is Kirkman's imprint at Image.
Image, yeah. He's still around. It's not.
I'm saying I can't not that I have in a long time because I just haven't. But he was always the person I'd go like, you got anything? You know, ask around, buddy.
I'm sure he's still.
He posted his email address. It's over at Skybound, so maybe there's some stuff over there, bud.
Yeah.
I said, hey, John.
Yeah, I don't.
You're all right.
You know how I feel about like American comics. Now I'm just like, bleh. I've just had too many bad experiences with people.
Oh, I'm
not paying. And expecting too much out of you, and then like you rearrange your entire life for these people, and they don't give a shit.
Stupid Americans.
It's true. We're terrible. We read Superman, and then we vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah. We hate Reed Superman.
Yeah.
This is stupid. This is expensive.
Well, I kind of did just buy it just to talk because I knew we were going to talk about it and I didn't want to be like, oh, I didn't buy it because like you have to buy it. What kind of a comic book fan? You know, I mean, you have a comic book podcast. You're like, oh, I didn't buy that book.
Hey, when was the last time I bought a comic and I'm on this dumb thing?
I know, but we're friends.
Yeah.
Next time I'll take the lead.
I was the one that came up with the idea.
It doesn't sound like we hated that comic book.
No, I mean, we don't do anything. We're not a collective. Like, you know, you liked it and I didn't. That's how most episodes work.
That is true. 334.
Okay. I like it. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks again, John and Clay, and I'm sorry again.
When you guys finally watch Justice League, then we can talk about it. But
we're not going to be talking about that anytime.
Oh, no besmirchment.
But next week we'll be talking about Infinity War. So.
Until. You cannot besmirch it until you've seen it. You have to promise me that.
No, I won't besmirch
it. What if I watched a bunch of YouTube videos that reviewed the movie and gave the whole plot away? Because
doesn't count.
That's why I feel like I don't need to see that movie ever.
I mean, like, that's like, I don't feel like I need to see, like, I don't know, like a lot of movies that come out, you know? So that's one of them. Plus, we saw 8 minutes.
Yeah, that was a good taste. So, really, we've seen it, Clay.
You have, technically. Okay. Yeah.
We put down our money.
We experienced it in a way you could never experience it.
Yeah, the worst way possible.
Dazzling five dimensions.
Yeah.
Like, wow, there's that burning building. Yeah, they come up with the flamethrower.
Sweaty cow.
The stinking of the movie is really what we were. That was the fifth dimension.
Wow.
All right. Well, thanks again. I got to run, but it was good chatting with you gents. Enjoy Infinity War if you see it, or if you're indifferent to it. I still hope you enjoy it. And thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you chumps later.
See you.
Adios, assholes.
Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
You are the most cynical bastard.
Yeah.